USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Receding floodwaters in Midland, Michigan, revealing the damage left behind after two dams failed. Thousands were evacuated in Midland County when the Sanford and Edensville dams were breached after days of heavy rains. Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow saying she hopes to see the owner of one of the two dams that breached, Boise Hydro Power, held accountable for the devastating flooding, as the company had a history of violations.
They had plenty of warnings, lost their license, and they should have acted. I certainly think there's private responsibility here.
President Trump saying the U.S. will stay open if a second wave of coronavirus hits later this year, as experts predict it will. The president saying his administration would put out the fires but would not close down the country again. He made the pledge while touring a Ford plant in Michigan yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.